This is the Mr. Chris M.I.E. Motivational Podcast, episode number 15. Let's do this.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody's hands go up, go up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Yo, welcome to another episode of the MIE podcast, where you know what we're trying to do: motivate and inspire and encourage. Shout out to my beautiful wife for giving me a hard time about that M-I-E. I will never forget that. She's like, what is it? Motivate, introduce. But yes, it is a motivational one. And this is the hashtag Motivation Monday message that I have. It's been kind of stirring around in me, so I'm just going to jump right to it. Now, I did a podcast where I talked about sticking to the program. And in that program, I think that has more to do with goals and how you achieve those goals. So, you know, like the steps, the actual steps that you take to achieve those goals. But in this podcast, I want to talk about the vision. So before you even get to doing your daily habits of achieving the goal, before you even get to maybe, you know, the 10 steps you need to do to, you know, to reach this goal, I want to talk about having a vision first. This is before anybody sees it, before it comes to life, but it's that vision that you have in your head or in your heart about what you want to do. And so the title of this podcast is called Be Clear About Your Vision. And the reason I say that is a lot of times we spend like most of our time confused because we're not clear about what we want. And I will say this, I don't think that the, you know, us not being clear is because it's not there, but I think, number one, that we miss it because most of the times it's right in front of us. And number two, it's hard sometimes to be honest and say exactly what you want, especially if you are, you know, I mean, like me, like a lot of people, you want to please other people. So a lot of times you think about them first before you actually identify and locate what you want to do and be honest about it. And even if it, you know, even if it hurts somebody else's feelings, if it doesn't line up with what somebody else's vision is, but reaching that point. So, you know, my wife and I have kind of been going through this stage lately where we've been doing exactly that, identifying exactly what we want to do. What is our vision for this dance company, for this team? Where do we want to take them? So before we even get to what they do daily, we had to like go back to the rawness of what do I want, period, right? We had to strip down everything, all the rehearsals, all the talks about where we're going, and really get honest with ourselves and with each other about what we want to do for this team. And in doing that, I feel like, I mean, it's been very liberating, very freeing. Like I feel, you know, I told my wife the other day, I was like, I feel good just knowing where I want to go, saying it. Sometimes you have to just say it out loud too. Like even at, like after you have it in your head, sometimes you just got to say it. Because when you hear yourself say it or write it down or take pictures, like my wife has this picture book now and it's all about like where we are going with this dance company. And there's pictures in there of what the studio is going to look like. There's a, you know, it's like a vision board. And every time I look in it, like I've been kind of turning through it, and it really frees you because you're like, this is what I want to do. I don't care what everybody else is doing. I'm going with this path. And so I want to share that with you today. Be clear about your vision. Be clear about what you want to do. Be honest with yourself. So here it is. And then something happens. Something happened to us this week, and it was the weirdest things that was happening. So I was like, let me take this down. This is definitely notes for the podcast because it's just too weird. Like once we got clear on what we wanted to do, things started to happen. Here it is. Three things that will happen This happened to me. Will happen to you, too, if you're going somewhere. If you're doing nothing, you can forget about this whole podcast. But if you're going, if you are looking to achieve something, if you want to, you know, be an entrepreneur, you know, go to school, I mean, whatever it is, and you're going somewhere, you got somewhere you want to be, this podcast is for you. So here it is. Three things that happens when you get clear about your vision. Number one, people and resources will start to come to you. People and resources will start to come to you. Once we got clear, the craziest thing, I mean, we were talking about, this is what we want to do. We want our competition team to be very, you know, I've talked about this before in the podcast about what we saw when we went to Orlando and how we kind of picked the brain of some other dance teachers and then got, you know, like, yes, we're going to do that, but then not necessarily knowing, like, this is our vision. But once we made it, like, this is not just them. It's not what they do. It's not what other people do. This is our vision. Once we got clear on that, woo. I mean, so the other day, two phone calls in a row where we had students' parents. You know, so the parents of a couple students they called and they were like, I want exactly what you're doing. Been on your Instagram, looking at the stretching, the discipline, the weights. You know, because we got our dancers wearing ankle weights now, right? So when they wear it, when they're doing their dances, they have extra weight on there. And then when they take them off, you know what I mean? It's just, but that was what one of our mentors told us to do. You know, put them in, have them train in ankle weights. And my wife actually did it before, but kind of, just like I said in other podcasts, got away from it and was like, I'm not going to do it, but stuck to it. Doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. Doesn't matter what the other dance teams, the squads are doing. We're sticking to this. And you start to see some of the payoff where you have parents that want that type of discipline. Now, it's not going to be for everybody. And for some of you, you know, when you have your vision, it's not necessarily like everybody's not going to come out of the woodwork and be there. And if it does, you'll find a lot of times you have to separate the people that you want near and close to you while you're, you know, on this journey, and the people that really are toxic and you need to get away. I have a whole nother podcast, so I'm not even going to go into that, but that's real. Like, sometimes we get so anxious about, you know, achieving our goals and walking in that vision, and we'll just take anybody that comes just for the sake of, if you express the interest and you want to come with me, come on. But a lot of times everybody's not for you. Everybody's not for your vision. So what happens is when we start, you know, getting narrow in our focus on what we want to do, we start attracting those people that have the same vision. And that's just one example. That's just the dance part. I'm talking about, you know, we've been meeting with people about finances. We're talking about, it's just a whole new vision that we have. But once we got, now it didn't come before we got clear on it. That's the thing. When we were confused, it wasn't there, right? Or it might have been there the whole time. We just didn't see it because we didn't know where to look, right? But once we got clear, boom. So that's point number one. You get clear on your vision, first thing that's going to happen, people will come. Trust it. Know it. Because I'm going to say it like, I didn't even know it. But just seeing it happen is building up my faith. Trust it. Know it. Stand on it. The people you need around you will come to you, but only when you get clear and honest about your vision. All right, I'm not going to stay too long on that one, but that's so good. Like, I told my wife when I got off the phone, it's like, weirdest thing. Like, I just got talking to some parents, and they were like, I want serious dance training. And I'm like, I've never had this conversation before. It's always us telling the parent, like, how we, our vision for them. But no, I didn't say anything to her. We just put it out there on Instagram. We put it out there on Facebook. This is what we're doing. And we didn't even say, come join us. No, this is our vision for these group of kids that we have. Join us or not, we're going this way. But right when we did that, guess what? Somebody else was like, yeah, I want to go that way. You going that way? I'm rolling with you. And so, yeah, they will. They'll come. And that's one thing that we wonder, too. When we build it, we wonder if they will come. It's just being human. It's just being real. But it will. It will happen. Number two is another one. This is another good one. When, because I told my wife this, all of a sudden, when I got clear on what I wanted to do, I got pumped again. I got excited again. Now, this is before I taught a class, before I did any action, just on the inside of me, I got pumped up because I know that's where I'm going, right? I know that's where I'm going. And the worst thing, especially as a dance teacher, worst thing in the world is going into a classroom and not being excited, not being pumped. Because it's one of those professions where, I mean, not only are you moving your body and you're sharing the gift of dance, but you're dealing with kids, and kids can read you like nobody's business. So if you come in there, if you're not excited, you're bored, guess what? They're going to be bored. If you're not inspirational, guess what? You're going to get back exactly what you put out. And you'll be looking at them like, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all need to get it together. Y'all need to blah, blah, blah. But it's like, but you have to look at yourself like, am I really excited about this class? Like my wife and I, we used to be at the point where we stand outside the class looking in like, oh God, what are we going to do? I don't know. I mean, you know, but when we got that excitement back, like I couldn't wait to get in there and teach. And here's one thing, like one thing that you know, when I got excited, it helped me to, how can I say this, like get in touch with my craft and my gift. Like my gift that I have is I hear music and beats a certain way, right? And most of the time it's like a, you know, whatever's going on in that beat and that music, and it's like a syncopation, I can hear it. And I can isolate, pop, and wave to those different sounds. But a lot of the times, I'll get into this thing where, you know, I don't trust it. And so I'll go, you know, I'll start teaching and something, you know, doing something that's not comfortable for me. So therefore, it leads to, then I start second guessing. Then you know what I mean? So, and that really kind of ties into my next point, but I'm just saying, the excitement, that's what I want to talk about for this point. The excitement of going in, I'm like, I hear a new song, I'm like, oh, I don't even know what we're going to do. I'm going to let the song lead. And that's how I was when I started dancing. Like, I didn't go in, like, super prepared. I just hooked up with the fellas, and we were like, you know, what is the beat doing? Da, 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 da. And we started dancing to that. Oh, what if we did this? Wave, ga, 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 walk, walk, step back, doom, doom, bob. Like, what? Yes, that, all that talk, all that syncopation, get to me. And it turns out, you know, good, but excitement. I get excited. I'd be like, that's dope on my own. I like how, not necessarily like how good I am, but I like how that movement went with the beat. So what about for you? You know what I mean? Going into whatever you're doing, it could be a job, it could be school, it could be, you know, but when you get clear on what your vision is, you get excited again. You get pumped up one more time. So that's number two. Number three, last one. Here it is. You get, and that's what I'm kind of going into in that last point, to get yourself, your confidence back. Woo, this is a good one. Oh, I mean, I could just stay on this forever. You get your confidence back. There was a time where it was a season in my life where I decided all I was going to do, you know, like in the meantime, while I was, you know, wanting to have this vision of being an entertainer and doing choreography and all of this stuff, I was like, well, you know, I gotta pay the bills. So, I mean, you know, gotta work. So I was driving a truck, kind of like FedEx, and doing my thing. And then the people that were around me, you know, pretty much was like, you know, this is it. I mean, this is it. That's all I'm doing. So I kind of got this mentality where, you know, because of what I was trying to do wasn't happening. I didn't see anything happening yet. So I was like, well, maybe I'll just drive the truck for the rest of my life and retire and, you know, have a family and be cool. I'm cool with that. Like if I never, and I kind of settled, like if I never you know, go after that vision that I once had. If I never follow my dreams like I once did, I'm fine. I'm just going to, you know, I'm just going to stick around. Because it's too hard to go out and try to, you know what I mean? And really, my confidence was low. I was like, I don't even know if they want to see me teaching dance again. I don't even know if I still have it. You know what I mean? So confidence low. And then it took one trip, went out to L.A., one trip. And just start being around it. I mean, didn't even teach and do nothing, but going to classes, seeing the excitement, seeing the schedule, choreographers, you know, booking privates and the vibe, being around the vibe, that's so important. Being around the vibe built my confidence. And my friend told me, he's like, bruh, you got it. You forgot who you are. You are the X-Man, X on the flex. You know what I mean? You do this. And I came back, just rejuvenated, happy again, just like in point number two. People start coming to me. I came back to my hometown. People was like, you know, do you want to teach a dance class? And I was like, nobody asked me to teach before. But it's like when I got it, I saw it, and all of a sudden it started to, you know, it was like the law of the universe. They started to come to me. But the main thing that happened is my confidence got back. You know, some of you listening to this, you just need to know that you got this. But you sometimes, it's not just saying you have this, but I guarantee you, if you think about that business that you want to start, you think about that idea, you get clear on that vision that you have, guarantee you, your self-confidence will come right back. Like when I did, that's what I was saying, when I go into class, once I start moving, I'm like, oh, yes, I do this. I do. And then once I get the confidence, then I'll go to the next move. Oh, what if we went? Brr, da, da. You know what I mean? It's like, what? I'm like, yes, that. Because that's the confidence. That's what you need. So there it is. Podcast episode number 15. Let me recap real quick. Point number one, if you get clear on your vision about what you want to do, being honest, be for real, be just raw about what you want to do, don't apologize for it. Go all in 100%. And I guarantee you, number one, people will start coming to you to help you with their vision. Number two, you will get pumped again. You'll get that excitement back. You won't be looking at your goals like, wah, 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 wah. But you get up excited. You'll wake up with something to do, well, somewhere to go, somewhere to be. And then number three, you'll get your confidence back because, you know, it happens. When you start trying to please somebody else or when you walk in somebody else's vision, how about that? When you start doing what somebody else wants you to do, that is the number one way to sink your confidence in the gutter because you know what? It's not you. So you can't have confidence in something that's not you. You don't know if that works. You haven't seen that work. You know what I mean? You haven't done that before. But the thing that you have done, and here's another clue for those of you listening. It's always the thing you've been doing the whole time. It's the thing you know how to do best. You just overthink it and you wonder, are they going to receive this? Are they gonna accept me for who I am? Man, forget all that. Throw that out the window. Gary Vee said this on one of his podcasts. Do what got you there. Don't get fancy. Don't get lazy. Don't second guess yourself. Do what got you there. Because that's the key right there. It's the key to building that self-confidence. All right, so there it is. On your motivational Monday, and I hope it was motivating, because it is to me. I'm pumped. Denim mug right now. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please like, share, subscribe. Get the word out. It helps the podcast. Oh, and leave a rating on there. You can do it on your phone, too. If you're listening on the podcast app, you can go right there and give me 5 stars and talk about the MIE podcast and helps the podcast keep growing. So thank you so much. If you want to get in touch with me, send me an email, chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com. And if you want to book a speaking engagement or anything like that at your school or event, do the same. Send me an email, chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com. Thanks so much for tuning in to the MIE podcast, episode number 15. And I'm out.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up. All the way up, all the way up, I'm all the way up, all the way up.
nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.